Hello, alumni. My name is Leisha Brenner. I'm a past president of the Beta Tau chapter and an almost graduate of the University of South Florida Tanasia College of Pharmacy. I also serve as one of the Grand Council interns with our president-elect, Chrissy Bryant, who has joined me today. Chrissy, thank you so much for hopping on.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, today we're excited to bring you a review of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This is a well-known book that I was personally excited to make my first leadership book read. It was originally published in 1936, and the principles that the author presents throughout the book are extremely relevant to this day. Overall, I would describe this book as being one that's relevant to anyone in their leadership journey. And there are principles that didn't quite resonate with me during this read, but maybe in the future, if I choose to read it again, I'll be at a different point and those principles will resonate with me at that time. So today I would like to discuss a couple of the principles I really enjoyed in this book and also get Chrissy's insight on them as well. The first principle I want to discuss is give honest and sincere appreciation. So there's a specific passage from this section I wanted to read here, and it states, "There's nothing else that so kills the ambitions of a person as criticisms from superiors. I never criticize anyone. I believe in giving a person incentive to work, so I am anxious to praise, but loath to find fault." Chrissy, what are your thoughts on this principle?
This is a principle that I really like and have seen its importance evolve as I've progressed in my career. Pharmacists are often very organized, detail-oriented, and often their hardest critics. The current generation of pharmacists thrives on feedback. I have personally felt the impact of sincere and honest appreciation from providers related to the care I give to my patients and their families, and that's what keeps me going on those tough days that we all have. As I've stepped into various leadership positions within Cap Epsilon and at work as a preceptor for future pharmacists, I try to enact this principle as much as possible. All of my learners know that Fridays are for feedback. We set aside time for them to reflect on the week and what they want to work on. I always try to highlight everything across that week and how they've really grown as a pharmacist or as a student.
Yeah, that's something that I definitely appreciate as someone who has just completed OPI rotation. It was always really important for me to have a preceptor that took that time to give honest and sincere appreciation and feedback as well, whether positive or negative. So I really resonated with this principle and specifically the passage that I read. As a young leader who I've worked with many great mentors and preceptors, especially over the past year, I've learned that appreciation goes such a long way, and it's a really important building block in establishing relationships with your team. The next principle I want to highlight is talk about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. This principle is pretty self-explanatory and something that's important to remind yourself of when you're in a leadership position. Especially in stressful situations, it can be difficult to focus on your own mistakes when things go wrong. And it's always important to have that self-reflection and take ownership before bringing your concerns and faults onto other members of your team. Chrissy, could you talk about how you've encountered this principle in different ways as a young student leader and to now as an established pharmacist?
This is yet another strong principle to learn from the book. Early on in my career, I was largely involved in a variety of organizations with various leadership positions. When difficult situations arose, I was always quick to shy away from confronting the circumstance and to blame the other person, as I would vent about it after the fact. That really got me nowhere. I listened to a presentation by a mentor of mine that introduced the idea of problem solving in a different way. Rather than blaming the problem on the other person always, the focus shifted to how circumstances can be prevented in the future by evaluating system issues. This often leads to self-reflection on communication styles and how was information conveyed. More often than not, as I began to integrate in this practice into my practice, I was able to see that criticizing another individual was never helpful in addressing the root problem to prevent reoccurrence. As I've advanced professionally in my career and in various leadership roles, learning to share my mistakes and how I worked through those instances has empowered those around me over belittling individual criticism. A perfect example from this week, I worked at a children's hospital with high-risk populations. A patient was admitted with a common medication that we see available in multiple strengths as an outpatient. The provider entered the milliliter dose rather than the milligram dose, resulting in a dosing error. When I paged to get the error corrected, rather than just pointing out her error, I explained the background that multiple strengths exist and that I used to speak in milliliters rather than milligram dose often resulted in more confusion. The provider quickly realized that she needed to change her med recommendation process and was more amenable to making the change, knowing that it was a common area other individuals struggled with. This is just one of many examples I can share, but I feel that our strongest leaders enact this principle in practice regularly without even knowing it.
Thanks so much for sharing that. I definitely think that's a great example. And really, it's so relevant as a young leader for me. Just speaking on my experience in Kappa Epsilon, as president of my chapter, there were definitely times where things happened and it took a lot of self-reflection, like I already mentioned, to really look at the root of the problem, see what was going on, and not go to my team with a lot of emotion. So that was something that I had to learn really early on. And I feel like that's very important to keep in the back of your mind in any setting in pharmacy. Well, that was a great and quick discussion on this amazing book. I definitely encourage all alumni or collegiate members to go and read this book. It's available everywhere in print, on Kindle, however you want to read it. Personally, I'm a big Kindle reader, but I actually got this book in print and put a bunch of sticky notes in it. So it'll be fun to see where I put sticky notes in the future if I read it again. But thank you, Chrissy, so much for your time and insight. Again, I highly recommend this book, and thank you all so much for listening.